The song Come to the Point by Steakhouse that was released back in 2010. Before that, Three Little Words by the LA-based band 213. And the album, I think it was recorded in the 80s, but never got to be released until 2019. Before that, Do You Wanna Make Some Love? And that track was actually unreleased from a Japanese exclusive album called Love You Out of Your Mind by Robert Byrne. Before that, It's Too Late by Hiroishi Keiko from her album All Weather Love, and that was from the year 1990. Before that, Table by Atsuko Nina. That one was from 1984. If you have enjoyed this past 40 minutes of music, you might want to check out some of WCT's other offerings, such as Record Roulette. Give vinyl from our record library a spin. Listen to Record Roulette Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. only on WCT. Or Lavender Hour, music to make your dye your hair purple. Fridays at 5 p.m. I wonder what kind of music they play. So yeah, definitely check it out. A lot of fascinating titles from the WCT crate. Hey, did you know that WCT is supported by Attic Records? It is located in Millvale, and it is an open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records located at 513 Grand Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordsstoreinc.com. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear, vaping is not safe for youth because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body. And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s, with appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless. However, it is not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, www.samhsa.gov. Many good songs coming up here on WCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. You're listening to City Pop Central. And this song is called Never Too Far to Fall, composed and written by George Benson from his classic album In Your Eyes, 1983. What an absolutely fantastic song. Well, you know what they say, good time never lasts. Which is probably why it is almost nearing the end of this program. Here on WCD Pittsburgh 88.3 FM, I sincerely thank everyone who have stayed tuned for the past hour, and those who don't. Well, I hope you have a very good weekend and rest of your next week. This is DJ Lee on WCD Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. If you like the music you hear during the past hour, feel free to tune back in every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. I will be here waiting for you. Good night, Pittsburgh. DJ Lee signing off.
you're listening to this recording, it means that I am dead. So this won't be a live show this week, but we've still got some great music lined up for you on WRCT Pittsburgh's The Atom Smasher. First up, we'll do a couple of songs off of Sandpiper's new album, Outdoor Shower. You can find these guys on the typical streaming platforms. After that, some more new music from our music directors before passing it over to our automated tracks, followed by Dream Suite at 9 p.m. All this and more on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Sorry to know you like that. Symmetrical ways that you act. It's nothing that sweat off my back. So why is this feeling so bad? I'm sorry to know you. I'm not feeling so cool. I strung through this whirlpool with nothing else to do. I'm feeling so
I'm feeling so.
All right, that's a wrap on Sandpiper. Again, those tracks were from their newest album, Outdoor Shower. We'll be switching it up with some tracks now from our music directors, followed by, again, Dream Suite at 9 p.m.
Is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
I'm Lisette Martinez, and I approve this message.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
If you're listening to this recording, it means that I am dead. So this won't be a live show this week, but we've still got some great music lined up for you on WRCT Pittsburgh's The Atom Smasher. First up, we'll do a couple of songs off of Sandpiper's new album, Outdoor Shower. You can find these guys on the typical streaming platforms. After that, some more new music from our music directors before passing it over to our automated tracks, followed by Dream Suite at 9 p.m. All this and more on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Sorry to know you like that. Symmetrical ways that you act. It's nothing that sweat off my back. So why is this feeling so bad? I'm sorry I know you. I'm not feeling so cool. I strung through this whirlpool.
All right, that's a wrap on Sandpiper. Again, those tracks were from their newest album, Outdoor Shower. We'll be switching it up with some tracks now from our music directors, followed by, again, Dream Suite at 9 p.m.
Is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
I'm Lisette Martinez, and I approve this message.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Guy. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
WRCT Pittsburgh, music for your inner robot.